This podcast is sponsored by Health Dove Inc. Please visit our website, healthdove.com, for a free health evaluation. That's healthdove.com for a free health evaluation. Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is basil. The most common variety of basil is sweet basil. While the taste of sweet basil is bright and pungent, there are other varieties that differ from this well-known taste, such as lemon basil, anise basil, and cinnamon basil, which all have names indicative of their respective flavor variations. Altogether, there are more than 60 different varieties of basil. Basil is a bushy annual plant with green leafy stems. Left alone, it can achieve a height of 2 feet. However, it is rarely allowed to reach this height, for savvy gardeners know that frequent pruning makes the plant bushier, thereby producing more leaves. The basil plant has round leaves that are often pointed. They are green in color, although some varieties feature hints of red or purple. In general, basil looks like a peppermint, which is not surprising since they belong to the same family. Well known for its unique taste and fragrance, basil is a welcome addition to many foods. One of the best known uses of basil is as one of the key ingredients of pesto, mixture of basil, pine nuts, and Parmesan cheese. That is one of the famous dishes in Genoa, Italy. In addition to its use as an aromatic herb, the aromatic oil of sweet basil is used in cordials, cosmetics, perfumes, and soaps. Native to India, Africa, and Asia, basil is now cultivated extensively throughout much of the world after being spread by traders and explorers. In China, the medicinal use of basil can be traced back more than 3,000 years. It is featured prominently in a number of world's cuisines, including Italian, Thai, Vietnamese, and Laotian. The name basil is derived from a Greek word, basilkinon, meaning royal, a word indicative of ancient cultures' high respect for this herb. In addition to its regal heritage in Greece, basil has been reversed in other cultures. Basil was utilized as a botanical for embalming bodies in ancient Egypt, and in India, it was cherished sign of hospitality and is still a sacred herb to the Hindus. In Italy, it was considered a symbol of love, as it is. Basil is also referred to as Saint Joseph Wort to pay honor to Joseph, the husband of the mother of Jesus. Basil has many of the same medicinal effects as the other members of the mint family. Specifically, it uses mirror dose of peppermint and spearmint, including use as a digestive aid, as a mild sedative, and for the treatment of headaches. The herb is still used in China for spasms of the intestinal tract, kidney ailments, and poor circulation. The volatile oil of basil relaxes the smooth muscle of the intestine, and it dilates small blood vessels. The volatile oil of a variety of sweet basil has been shown to possess antibacterial as well as antihelminthic or antiworm activities, which would make it effective in treating the intestinal ailments. Research studies on basil have shown to contain orientin and venicin, two water-soluble flavonoids that protect cell structures as well as the chromosomes for radiation and free radical damage. As such, basil provides important anti-cancer benefits. Basil can often be found in fresh grocery stores. This is an easiest way to purchase and use the basil as it's much more aromatic when fresh. So when you're going to purchase basil, you look for crisp, vibrant green leaves with no signs of decay. It can also easily be grown in pots and can be kept inside for 1 year, pruned regularly to prevent flowering. So fresh basil should be lightly rinsed and stored in the refrigerator wrapped in slightly damp paper towel for up to 1 week. And it also may be frozen either whole or chopped in airtight containers. It can also be chopped or blended with olive oil and stored in the refrigerator or freezer. Frozen basil is good for 3 months. So basil adds a clove-like taste to foods, and it can be used alone, although it mixes well with other herbs and spices such as garlic, thyme, and oregano. However, since the oils in basil are highly volatile, it is best to add the herb near the end of the cooking process so to retain its maximum essence and flavor. Perhaps the best known use of basil is an ingredient in pesto. Most pestos contain a lot of Parmesan cheese, which translates into extra saturated fat and sodium. When making your own pesto, go heavy on the basil and garlic and light on the Parmesan. Basil is also a popular ingredient in tomato sauce. So when it comes to safety, basil contains small amount of oxalate. Individual with a history of oxalate containing kidney stones should avoid over-consuming this food. This is Rhonda Herbert, and I'll see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus.
Provide your immune system with an extra support with the Seasonal Immune Support Pack. Longevity's Seasonal Immune Support Pack contains powerful nutrients shown to support a healthy immune system. Give your immune system some extra nutritional support to help your body maintain optimal health. Get your Seasonal Immune Support Pack today. You can visit healthdove.com, take your free health evaluation, and purchase your Seasonal Immune Support Pack. We all need it. You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdove.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert.